Chapter 13. Third Flashback. Sparks flew from the metal frame of the turbocharger as Danny welded the final piece into place, lighting up the darkened garage with an eerie flicker. After months of tireless work, it seemed his master project was almost complete. Squeezing the job in the hours between dinner and bedtime, Danny and his father had worked doggedly to bring their blueprints to life. Stan was even reminded of the famous scene in Frankenstein, and driving the point home, he announced, "It's alive!" with a chortle in his voice. Not quite as enthusiastic as his old man, Danny simply cracked a half-smile. "Well, not yet," he said, flipping up his welder's mask to reveal his sweaty, greasy, yet handsome visage. "I still have to test it. Also, it could use a paint job." "What for?" his father asked. "You know," Danny began. "To jazz it up a little." Stan chuckled.
"I didn't know you were into jazz. What with all the Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin you keep cranking in your bedroom?"
Danny shook his head and carefully placed his welder's torch down on top of a recycling can.
"You know what I mean, Dad."
"I know,"
he agreed, taking a sip from his can of beer.
"I'm just being a smartass."
"What else is new?" Danny joked. The two laughed as the garage door leading into their home's foyer opened. Not noticing, Stan obliviously continued their conversation.
"I'm picturing a yellow lightning bolt to demonstrate how fast this baby will make your bike," he said,
while Danny looked up to see Robert enter the garage and close the door behind him.
"How's it going in here, guys?"
Robert asked. Stan turned to his younger son, finally noticing his presence. Dressed in Spider-Man pajamas and almost ready for bed, he looked as out of place in the dirty garage as a baby in a wrestling ring.
"Can I help?" he asked with hopeful eyes.
Danny opened his mouth to answer, but was abruptly cut short by his father.
"Get out of here, Robbie," Stan yelled impatiently. "The work we're doing in here is dangerous, and you're too young."
Robert looked askance as Danny attempted to come to his defense.
"Let him just hang out with us for a little while, Dad," he offered.
Robert smiled, knowing Danny was always there to protect him, even from his own father.
"No way,"
Stan argued.
"Besides, we're almost done anyway, and it's late. Kids his age should be in bed by now."
"But," Robert protested.
"I said go,"
Stan ordered. Robert looked to his older brother once more as their mother opened the door behind him.
"Come on, honey,"
she sweetly goaded.
"You heard your father. It's time to wash up for bed."
Stan took another swig of his beer while Danny looked at his younger brother and shrugged as if to say,
"What can I do?" "It's no fair," Robert grumbled childishly, turning around to exit the garage. "I never get to have any fun."
His mother placed an encouraging arm around his shoulder to lead him inside the warm house.
"We'll go to the movies this weekend, buddy," Danny called to his brother's retreating shadow.
"They're doing a special showing of Star Wars." As soon as the garage door closed, Stan focused back on their work.
"I think we're out of paint,"
he said, not skipping a beat from the previous conversation.
"We'll go to the hardware store this Saturday."
"I'd like to see Star Wars with Robert, though," Danny said.
"You'll go next weekend,"
Stan replied, taking another gulp of beer.
"Like I told him, it's a special showing of old movies," Danny explained. "One day only."
"Christ," Stan cursed. "How many times have you boys seen that blasted movie anyway? You must have worn out the VHS tape by now."
"That's not the point, Dad," Danny argued. "It's his favorite movie, and he wasn't old enough to see it on the big screen the first time it came out like I was."
"I promised I'd take him."
"Well, just break that promise and make it up to him later,"
his father suggested.
"How?"
"I don't know,"
he slurred after another sip of beer, almost finishing the can.
"You're smart. You invented this thing, didn't you?"
He pointed at the charger, still smoking from the soldering session.
"You'll think of something."
Danny shook his head and removed his gloves in disgust.
"Sometimes I think you're too hard on him, Dad,"
he said, surprising himself with his candor. Stan drank the last drop of beer, crumpled the can with his fingers, and then threw the empty container into the recycling bin.
"Who asked you?" he challenged, his eyes narrowing.
"Nobody, but it's the truth,"
standing his ground. "Even Mom notices it."
"Leave your mother out of this,"
Stan warned, sticking a strong finger in Danny's direction.
Danny knew how his father tended to overreact when he was drinking, so he decided to just drop it. After taking off his welder's helmet and placing it on the adjacent shelf his father had built into the garage wall,
He wiped his greasy, calloused hands against his torn blue jeans
and motioned toward the door.
I think that's enough for tonight, he said. I'm going to bed.
Fine, Stan replied,
getting up from his folding chair.
I need to get another beer anyway.
Retrieving a cloth hanging from the shelf,
he placed it lovingly over his son's cherished invention.
Turning back around, he was about to explain the importance of letting the machine cool off. But Danny was already gone.